Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Yes, so how many of you, didn't really catch the eclipse live? Did you see it this morning?
I didn't see it. When I got up, remember I had the little thing on my computer?
Yeah.
When I got up from the wee hours in the morning, used the bathroom, it was that same picture, but it was like leaving.
Oh.
Remember we were early on, it showed it like coming, the moon was coming.
And how long did it stay?
I didn't read any details on it or anything.
Okay.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're glad to have you with us.
The person to ask would be Rachel if she shows up.
Yes. She usually pops in pretty soon, unless she stayed up. Well, of course, it was afternoon.
Yeah, for her.
For her.
You can't watch eclipse in the middle of the, a solar eclipse in the middle of the night.
No.
It doesn't work that way without a sun.
So very happy to have you with us. And, of course, I'm going to tell everybody, like I always do, we're using ordinary playing cards. So it's not tarot. Not Oracle cards, not any of the other systems that are out there, which I'm sure, you know, they are many, they are great. So I just want you to know that I will also be using a full 24-card layout for your readings. Normally, in a private session, the cards would be repeated in layouts. You know, and you get to, of course, ask more than one question. But due to time constraints with the show, we have to limit you to one or two at most. Okay, and Jimbo's going to, of course, give his spiel about...
That nobody listens to.
No. But also, I hope you all set your intentions. We talked about this last night during the show, during the eclipse, to grab a hold of that wonderful... energetic, you know, vibe that's out there. I'm feeling better. I was telling them yesterday, and some of you were not with us, I had such a tower moment yesterday that went on for like 5 hours where I was so not myself. Do you know what a tower moment is? Many of you that work with tarot, I'm sure you do. You know, there's a card in there that is the tower. And a tower moment is when you are going through a big shift and utter chaos can reign. And it certainly did for me. I thought I was cracking up. I mean, I sold a car yesterday and had to take $400 less or thereabouts for it. And I burst into tears and got so angry. And it was because the car wouldn't start, but they still took it. And I knew I was not acting right, okay? So it went on. I was dizzy, and others last night said, yeah, they had been dizzy. They were having these crying spells that were, like, unbelievable. Anger bursts. And from what I was able to gather in research, and Sophia and Laura, you probably know more about this than I do. But it was said that a lot of times during an eclipse, especially a hybrid one like we had, which was one of the very few in an entire century was the eclipse that we had. Anyway, as you probably know, and I completely forgot where I was going. Sorry, must not have been that important. Anyway, I'm glad to have you all with us. And we're going to turn you over to Mr. Excitement himself, Jimbo.
Welcome all. I would like to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I would also like to remind you folks, if you are international,
yes,
let us know. We'll give you a shout out. Like I see in here, I see a Sophia in Sweden. I see Laura, who's back in London. And is that our Louise in the UK that's here? Or is that not our Louise?
Where is she?
She's right at the very bottom.
Oh, Louise.
Is that our Louise in the UK?
I think this might be somebody different.
Yeah, I think it is somebody different.
And I don't know where she's at.
Yeah, it doesn't. Australia. Oh, it's definitely international. Shout out to Louise. Okay. Could see the eclipse. Arr. She was in an area where it's too cloudy. We heard there were some cloudy areas.
Yes, we did.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. You know, when we get something cool, that's usually what happens.
That was Rachel, too. Rachel said she couldn't see it because of the clouds.
Oh, Rachel's here.
Rachel showed up. International showed up. Oh,
that stinks. Well, we did see it on the internet.
Yeah, there was a lot of coverage. You could have went to a lot of different places. And we did go to one. All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in on Blog Talk. Call in, you'll get told you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. I've tested it. You can hear the show while you wait. Our audio is good. If you hear nothing, then something went wrong. Always, if you hear nothing, call back. Unless it's like the first minute of the show. If we're running a little late, maybe there could be a little gap. I don't know if they keep playing music till we start. That I don't know. I know you play your music the first 15 minutes you wait. But I don't know what happens on the hour if we don't call in. I know nothing. But anyway, typically, if you don't hear us talking and you're in the queue or you think you're in the queue, you're not.
Oh, wait. Vanessa is a scammer.
I got it. Jesus, Paul.
You are leaving us. That's what I predict you, Vanessa. You are going bye-bye. While he's doing that, I want to tell you something. I received a rather distraught reading request from a long-term male client of mine. And what he said today rings so true to so many who call in for readings or who contact me or I have private sessions with. And he was distraught because there was a situation where he was pursuing this woman, and this man is so understanding. I mean, you could talk to him about anything. He's comforting. He's encouraging. I mean, he's got fantastic skills with people. And he just found out she went back to her abusive boyfriend. Now, of course, that is going to constitute a trauma bond with this woman and that boyfriend. And he's like, God, why can't I find somebody? And he's been alone for a number of years now. Okay, I'll be with you in a sec. And I said to him, you know what? Too many times people are looking through the wrong end of that telescope. Turn it around. You're going to get a whole different perspective by looking through it correctly. That's going to give you a broad expanse of perception. And I said, you know what? You could have somebody if you want. And he was like, yeah. I said, but you don't want them because those are basically life preservers floating by. If you grab one, sure, you won't be alone anymore, but it won't be the right one. By and large, it will not be the right one. And he was agreeing with me, and I said, you know, I think you ought to try to have pity for her, because if somebody goes back to someone who has hurt them, abused them, you know, mentally, everything, gaslighting, et cetera, this is somebody that's going to have to help herself. Be there for comfort and blah, 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 but you can't help her until she helps herself. And I said, you know, the reason I feel from reading your cards all these years that you have not really found anybody yet, you got to work on yourself. And he listened, and I said, you know, you're looking for someone to save you, but you're like her. You've got to save yourself. I said, you know, the universe, God, however you want to think of the higher power, is not necessarily going to just bestow you with all that you want in your life. Some of it you're going to have to work damn hard for. And it isn't going to be the easy little things. Steve Harvey talks about this a lot, and I love his point of view. He says you can go after those little petty things. The big things, though, have to come when the higher power believes you're ready. And if you have not worked on yourself, you are not ready. And he agreed. I said, so get busy with yourself. You know, that woman is going to realize you were the best thing that ever happened to her when the time is right for her to feel that way. Then you can decide if you're going to be there, you know, to embrace her. She knows he's in love with her, but she'd rather go with the bad boy. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Yes, that an awful lot of those who come for readings or that I have on my client list, they want that easy fix. They want that comfort zone of being with somebody. But for myself, it took a good 4 years. I spent exactly 4 years in the past doing nothing but my work and taking care of my kids. Any dates I got asked out on, I gracefully declined. I wasn't ready. So I just wanted to put this out there for all of you. So often many of you will say, when is my man gonna or woman gonna come? Well, it's gonna come when the time is right for that man or woman to come. So I just wanted to share that with all of you. And now we're gonna get this party started. Right, Jimbo?
Nope.
What happened?
I didn't finish my intro.
That's all right. I wanted to interject right there.
Okay.
While it was on my mind.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Occasionally, if we can, see what happens. We will try to rock and roll over to you Facebook folks, but we'll let you know when that happens. Can't set down times and quantities and all that stuff. Don't know. But we will try. International shout out to other Laura from Canada.
Yay, Laura.
This is when nobody listens. That's the sound of the harps playing. That means your free reading with Deborah has been concluded because it's a free reading and it has to come to an end at a certain point so we get the other folks in. A lot of folks. We have more folks than time, always. Always, 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 always. And not just a phone. I mean, even Facebook. Between Facebook, even if we do just one, we never, like, just have idle time. Like, we've done just the Facebook-only show, and even then, that could go on forever. So bottom line is when you hear the harp, it's got to be, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. We got to move on. It's only fair. I'm going to give you a single angel card, though, before we move on to the next person.
Right.
And today's flavor is the healing angel card. These are pretty good ones. These are like top three of all the angel cards we got. There's some that are very close, and this is good. And then there's a couple that are different. But these are good ones. So, having said that, I think we're going to take, we got a bunch of first callers here. We're going to take 630, which that number is tied to Illinois. What is it?
Hey.
No, that's our one and only Levy.
It is. We had 630 occasionally that was actually
from
there. So I always go in. I don't memorize the rest of the numbers. I don't do that.
It's nasty.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at a rainbow right now. Make a wish. Make a wish.
Okay, I did.
Well, if rainbows will give grant you wishes, then I wish that I see a rainbow every single day of my life so I can make more wishes.
I don't think you can really do that.
Where's that written?
I just think it's in the wish rules.
No, they always have these wish rules. You can't, if you get a genie, you can't wish for unlimited wishes. But anyway, all right.
Okay, so I have two things, but you can just do one card reading and see what happens. So
all
for the first time ever, Cupid, I found a tick on his leg. Now, that might have been what made him sick, but, like, I don't know why I just found it today. I don't know when it happened, but my neighbor helped me, held him down. Everything was fine. I pulled it out, and I washed it, and I did the peroxide. Okay, but hopefully he's not going to have any kind of Lyme disease or anything like that. And then the second thing is what?
Okay. I was going to ask you, how big was it, first of all?
How big was it? Like an apple seed.
Okay,
it was
brand
new.
It was very tiny.
Hadn't been in there very long then.
How did you pull it out?
with tweezers. I took a cigarette and I blew, because this guy told me that if he ever got, God forbid, if Cupid ever got a tick, to take a cigarette and blow smoke on it because it'll make the tick want to back out. And then I pulled it out with tweezers and I got it out and
Got the head too.
I dug in there and with like needle point tweezers and I didn't see anything else in there, nothing black. Me and my neighbor, and I pulled out the magnifying glass. We didn't see anything else in there. So then I washed it with Dawn soap, because that's safe for animals. And then I put hydrogen peroxide on it. But I think that's what was making him sick. But I don't know, because then why wouldn't I have seen it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I play with him every day. I should have seen it.
I grew up out in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota. Our dogs got ticks all the time. It never made them sick. I mean, there is the outside chance of the Lyme disease, but the tick itself didn't cause illness. And sometimes we catch them when they were new, sometimes because they have big fur. Sometimes you didn't find them until they were about the size of a quarter, and they start turning a weird gray color because they're filling up with blood.
Oh, and I got a good story, funny story to tell you. My second son, when he was about 3 years old, we had a great big one of those super hairy sheepdogs, you know, with the long hair over their eyes and stuff. And this dog I shared with my ex-husband, we shared custody of the dog. Well, the dog had come to us. Unbeknownst to me, he had a wood tick on him that had actually gotten full enough that it backed out. And I was resting, like, on the sofa. And my son came over, and he tapped me and goes, "Mama, find candy." And he's got this wood tick in his mouth, and all his blood is dripping out of him. And I was like, "Get that out of your mouth." And I just reached over and swatted it. It was really, the little legs were moving. It was really.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that is the concern, is the Lyme disease, but it's not, it doesn't happen very often.
Be okay.
I've never known anybody ever since I've grown up, lived out in the country where wood ticks in Duluth, Minnesota, holy crap, I'd get them on me all the time, every day.
Every day
I'd come home from playing and stuff. If I was out in the woods or
they'd be
or
everywhere.
The field, there'd at least be one or two ticks on me. Always.
You living in Wisconsin in the springtime, oh boy. There was a time when my mother dated a man who had a very luxurious summer cottage in Wisconsin. Beautiful. And we were out there, and I was about 14. I would wear, remember in the day, wear like a white shirt and white jeans? Well, I was out walking through the meadow. There was some horse across from the house. And all of a sudden, I looked down. Now, my mother and all of them are sitting, morning coffee and tea. They're eating lox and bagels and all of that. And they look out the window, and here I am. I've looked down. My entire outfit was brown. And it was moving.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, I was full of them.
That's weird. I've never
seen
them congregate like
they
that.
They saw me running, but first I whipped off the t-shirt and I whipped off the pants. And I was running just in underwear, you know, like a gazelle to get out of there. And they just sat there speechless. But yes, my outfit was moving.
Oh, my God. Oh, The second biggest news of the day is that BarnesandNoble.com has approved my documentary to be published as of last night, and it went on sale this morning. So I would like to know how that's going to look in the cards.
You should. Well, when the cards are going down, you should give it a little promo, self-promo for yourself, so people can go find it, what's it called, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the only reason why I don't want that is because of the subject matter of it, everybody knows where I live, and I don't want to
see the I see what you're saying.
Otherwise, I would say that. Thank you.
Roger that. That is your privilege, your privacy, as they say, right?
Wow, I've never even gotten an offer like that. Mm-mm.
You had a rough time back in your day. There wasn't as much internet publishing options back when you were doing that book.
No, that's...
Times have changed for the better for people in that sense.
We had to use those old manual typewriters, and
yeah,
the lamp was a candle.
Now there's so many different great places that'll do it, and there's self-publishing. There's all sorts of stuff, but you did not have that option.
People on Facebook are saying congratulations to you, Lily.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. But she wants to know how that success rating might be, how the future looks. Well, it can only go one direction. It's not going to get worse now that you have that going.
Is this something that you could actually do book signings for?
Yeah. Is it a physical book or is it electronic only?
It's a paperback. It's a paperback.
Well, you can sign paperbacks too, but I know that's not tradition. But yeah.
Oh, yes. And you know what? I've got to tell you. There's a synchronicity here that I am picking up on.
Please.
That this boy is back in the news a lot now. And you are going to find that you're going to get a lot of feedback from those who aren't just your, you know, armchair readers. You're going to hear from, I think you basically, it's like you've got a fishing line out there with a good piece of bait on it. And I think it'll work well for you. So any more contacts that you make, now you'd have a link to share with them where your book is. And don't you have another book?
Yeah, that's my third book that I published. And I have two others that I've written that I haven't published yet because I'm still working on his case. Because I'm actually, making his case a docuseries. So I'm not finished working on his case yet, but I had to get something out there because the fans were, the request to put it out, on an international platform was overwhelming. So I'm still working on his case, and then if I ever get more time or when I get more time, I'll be able to publish my other two books. But, yeah, that's my third book that I've published.
Now, in conjunction with this, I need to tell you that money is looking like it's going to be a setback for you. Now, that could be in terms of profits. They tell you there is not much, unless you're a big name, there's not a lot of money in publishing or newspaper writing, that sort of thing, magazines. You're not going to get rich unless you've really got a name for yourself. But I'm worried that might be your appeal on your case.
What do you mean appeal on my case?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you put out an appeal on your private?
Oh, yeah, I did. On that insurance claim?
Yes.
Yes. So where's the setback in the money, on the insurance claim or on the book?
Well, it's vague at this point for me. I really think the book could take off in the sense that there's going to be a lot of controversy. I can't get away from that word. But controversy, even if it's negative, is still good publicity.
Right.
And if that mother starts going on the warpath with you, more is the better. Okay. So I just really think that you're going to go places, darling. And you should. You should. And it's probably hard for you going this alone, where if you had somebody there to, you know, cheer you on and be in the project with you, you'd see that this could be, especially since the coroner just dismissed it, you know. No, but the autopsy will be out there, but it takes a few months. Unless you really
I have the autopsy report. But was the financial setback in the insurance claim or setback, it couldn't get any worse than it is today. So with the eclipse coming in, I was hoping that that would be cleared up in the near future.
I'm talking about that after this.
Yes, I'll tell you. I have many people that have called in this show. I've been on the air over 7 years now, and since the very beginning, I've had people that have called in repeatedly with disapproved disability claims or other, you know, social security problems, and they've had to fight tooth and nail to get the benefits that they deserve.
That sounds like that's pretty
and
normal.
And insurance.
Yeah, it sounds like that's always a hard fight, even though it shouldn't be.
You've probably followed Wendy, who has called in quite a bit since October.
Yeah, she finally got hers.
Yes. So if you know, you're
Laura
going,
in Canada has been going for 400,000 years.
Oh, that, yeah, Laura up
She's
in
here.
Canada. Oh, my God.
It's a different country, different stuff, and different ways they do it. And apparently,
yeah,
it's not working out so good time-wise.
So in the meantime, her lump sum is collecting interest somewhere that I bet she's never going to see.
Who?
Laura.
Oh, wait, see, the interest thing, we don't know what the rules are on that, right?
So, anyway, prepare yourself, just because you're just going to have to get new strategy on how to fight this with your insurance.
Okay.
All right, your healing angel card is creative potential is the subject. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all your heart desires.
Oh, yeah. It's only the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, honey, I know it's not the biggest best news. Try to find that woman, Aphrodite. I can't remember her last name, but she has become,
that's one name, Aphrodite?
That's her first name, Aphrodite.
Okay.
Remember I said last week, I said she's got some kind of weird, sexy Greek name, something, but that's what her name is, and she's been on all kinds of talk shows because she writes exposés about, you know, even regular murders, you know, like everyday murders. Like
every day, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just saying, look her up and follow the, you know, some of the best inspiration we can get is following what somebody else did. Like Jenny from the Block. If you are, you don't know who Jenny from the Block is.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's J-Lo.
Why do they call her Jenny from the Block?
That was her first name back then.
Wow.
So she
okay.
was like, you know, even though like I'm famous, I'm still Jenny from the Block.
Now, if you're an aspiring singer, that might be a way for you to go follow what she did. You know,
people have to start somewhere. Like KJ Rowling, she was homeless and on food stamps before Harry Potter. So I can't I have to know that if God gave me this job, and I do believe that he handed it to me, it was only to better me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I understand the insurance claim may not come as fast as I want it to, but I could get a contract from Netflix, and then it wouldn't be such an issue.
Well, there you go.
I have to be open to any sort of finances coming in, not just focusing on one thing.
Oh, yeah, before you go, Lily, I got to share this with you. Catherine, who is in our audience, she said when her daughter was denied because of an inaccurate reevaluation of an inaccurate, oh, wait, I read that. Wait, delete that. Of an inaccurate reevaluation and removed from SSI, she fought for 3 years and two denials. She finally appealed it and over and over, and finally won back two of her back 3 years and got her reinstated. She says in caps, don't ever take no for an answer from SSI and from insurance companies as well. Keep going.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I can hire a lawyer. I have I found a number to a lawyer today, which is probably, obviously that'll have to be my next step, but it's just like, something's got to give is what I'm saying. I can't just keep going on with like, I am working, you know what I'm saying? This is the job that I chose to do. Barnes & Noble picked me up, so I could only go up from here. You know what I'm saying?
We're all very proud of you, Lily. That's huge for you to get notoriety. So we got to give you your, do you have a card?
We already did that a long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed it. That's right. It was a good viewer. All right. Well, honey, we're going to have to let you go. But keep us
posted. Thank you very much.
Okay,
I
you
will.
Are so
thank you.
All right. I'd like to interject something here before we go on. Folks, remember, this isn't just your usual dog and pony reading show. We don't just sit here and go reading, reading, reading. We try to help people solve their dilemmas, what they're coping with, you know, what they feel basically left alone to struggle with. So that's why you might think, God, why should you be taking all that time with this girl? And I thought, because her issue is legitimate. And we've had others that we don't just say, oh, well, you might get help or you might not, but bye-bye. Okay, so Jim knows. Yeah. All right, ready.
Oh, I wanted to
okay.
push the rewind button to this whole solar eclipse thing.
Why? What happened?
Why is it that an event that happened in Australia is going to affect everybody on the globe? I don't know that that works that way.
It didn't happen in Australia.
It did.
It happened in our, what do you call that up there? Our, help me out here, people. It happened in our, in like a solar system or our, whatever the Earth has, in our atmosphere.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Be quiet. Hello, Susan. We love you, too.
We understand. I love the eclipse and stuff like that. And I think, okay, maybe there is something to it, but I don't think there's something to it for somebody on the other side of the globe. Because basically it is an object that is orbiting Earth, blocking out an object we are orbiting.
You know, but all those
visually.
Constellations up there and the whole astrology thing, you know, it has its validity.
I wasn't attacking that. I'm just saying, I don't think that it applies to everybody that's on any part of this planet. That's all. But who am I? I don't know anything. I'm just saying, I'd have to ask somebody that is educated in that area.
Okay.
Because maybe it is.
Okay.
Right? The people, because why would, like the people in India, they say, they still believe that if you're pregnant, keep your ass indoors during the eclipse, right?
Rachel says it's an energetic thing, and it affects us all. But here's what I think.
So that means if you're in India, and they believe, a lot of people believe that when there's a solar eclipse, there's bad things in the air, and the pregnant people got to stay in, right?
Yeah.
So that means they got to watch out for eclipses all around the globe. And every time there's a solar eclipse around the globe, all those pregnant bitches got to stay inside, right?
Okay, here I got to tell you. Here's my belief. 30-some years of reading these cards, this is my belief. We all live in our own little universe, and we choose what we want to have in that universe. And if I want to create my own reality by thinking this hybrid eclipse is going to help me, like Rachel said, energetically, I'm going to go with that.
And I wasn't even attacking the whole philosophy of it. I just was wondering if it only applies to those people that are experiencing it. I would think that it would, but I don't know, obviously. That's why I wasn't out there saying, I'm going to throw darts at this and shit holes through it. I'm just saying change and tower thing. I would think it would apply to the people that are right there. Going, holy shit, I just saw an eclipse.
Your engineering.
The Lord Jesus God.
Your engineering mind, I think, is screwing you up.
I don't think it is in this case, actually.
Well, you guys want to take like A and put it into B and insert X, Y, Z and all of that.
Energy is an actual thing, and there's formulas for energy.
Pure energy.
Energy, yeah. Well, absolutely, pure energy.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Remember, it can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred in form. You don't create energy, you don't destroy it. It's there and it gets transferred.
You know what movie he needs to see? I stayed up till the wee hours of the morning watching The Men Who Stare at Goats.
I remember when that came out. I remember that was Clooney and who else?
Oh, my gosh. Clooney and that boy from Australia. What's his name? Ewan or
I don't remember. Yeah, Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. And they said in the beginning, there was a statement that said, more of this than you can imagine is actually true.
It was based on, you know, obviously they got to make it entertaining, but it was based on, you know, back in the day they were reaching for
everything,
every advantage they could.
And this was during the first Gulf War. They
talked
about it.
Was that what it was? I thought it was before that, but okay.
No.
Yeah, but that they were looking for every kind of advantage.
It will help you to understand on a metaphysical level. about all of this stuff.
Yeah, the government and stuff said, you know what? I want everybody to think outside the goddamn box, because if we can find some kind of advantage over our enemy, we want it. I don't care how stupid it sounds to people. You know?
Yeah, and they were practicing all the types of techniques.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying. You know what? If you don't let somebody come up, some of the craziest, dumbest-ass ideas have been the greatest ideas. So they said, you know what? All of these think tanks are... Tell us something. We're going to explore. Because what if it is something real? If we find out, we can use it to our advantage. So,
you know, in our country, what do they call that room they all go in? That room with the president and the chiefs of staff. That room that they all go into when something's going on.
Yeah, it's a situation room.
Yeah, the sit room. One day, I believe there's going to be an astrologer, a card reader, and possibly like a medium in there too.
There could have been some very hush-hush consultations that we will never know about.
We will never know.
A lot of the, I think a lot of the president's wives did that a lot.
Oh, and wasn't it Ronald Reagan and Nancy were crazy about it?
Yeah, I think a lot of them have done that a lot. Now, Reagan didn't try to tie it to politics because that would have destroyed him forever.
And you know what, Rachel? That was kind of the premise of this movie, that love is the greatest or the most powerful tool.
Which you would never think of with a title called The Men Who Stare at Goats, that there's some kind of love story behind
it. So goats would fall down dead occasionally.
Are those the goats that just pass out all the time?
Oh, that's a good question.
Remember the ones you see on the internet all the time? They get scared and go clunk.
Well, and the one guy, he tried it with his hamster, and the hamster went boom.
So they were looking for people with some mind control.
Mind control and reading minds.
Also, they could use them for advantage in war. Espionage.
Yeah.
Right, well, you know, that kind of stuff spurs some good up there. All right, shall we move on? Shall we keep on?
Yes, do it.
Well, then let's go to the mystery of all mysteries of mysteries. Type caller, we never know who it is or where you are.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Melissa.
It sounds like sweet Melissa.
Yes. Hi, wonderful, love star people and caring. It's so amazing to talk to you. And everything you say is like, man, boy, you just really help. Thank you. Mean it.
You know, we love how you butter us up.
You put us on a pedestal.
Yeah, we love that.
Then we're not going to stop you ever.
All right, Melissa.
Your show right now. What you got cooked?
I have a question, please. So, like last week, 2 weeks ago, when I asked you a question, it did happen. Of course, it always happens, we all say. Diamond Sugar Code, and thank you very much. So I have another question. Is my male friend? This is friend. I don't want to lose my friendship. Is he upsetting me or teaching me a lesson, what is it?
You need to repeat that so I'm very clear what you just said about him.
I want to know, is my male friend still going to be my friend? Is still going to be there to help me? Even if I say something, he always responds, like look at after me, but this last one, he hasn't responded to get after me, so I think I said something I shouldn't, I heard his feelings. So I want to know, when I get to communicate with him, it doesn't take long. It's never more than 5 days.
Since you've heard from him?
Yes, I have, but he usually, like, when I call, he'll respond, like, less than an hour. And this time he hasn't. So I want to know, like, is he making changes where he's at, or is he upset at me? Is he still going to be my friend? Is he going to help me? I'm just...
You know, I got to tell you, I have noticed... No, this is not.
Asked
me a question. I have to tell you that men, at least through the evolution of the internet, seem seems to be becoming quite expert in ghosting people or deleting their phone numbers off their phone. And I don't know if women do that much. I don't have statistics here.
Yeah, that is.
But a lot of us.
Something. Yeah, statistics.
A lot of us women, we just want some answers. You know, we aren't trying to get you to go down the aisle with us. Just tell us. If you aren't going to communicate with us anymore, tell us. Don't you think that's the decent thing to do, Jim?
Now, why would I say no?
Have you ghosted women?
That's such a that term has no clear definition.
What, ghosting?
Yeah.
How about becoming silent? You know, running silent. Well, that's a movie. Running.
Run silent, run deep. That's a submarine movie.
Yeah.
This or a book based and then turned into a movie.
Okay. When you just, like Melissa's going to, it's been 5 days. She has not heard a thing. She wants to know, is this guy still my friend or not? Well, I got to tell you, Melissa, that woman is on to him. And
which
I,
woman?
The woman in his life, he's got a partner in business. And there's been in the past hanky-panky between, it's amazing how you can't put men and women together without something happening. I guess that's nature.
That is nature.
But the relationship ran its course. Now they're just business partners. And the trouble is, okay, she doesn't want him, but she sure as hell doesn't want anybody else to have him either.
That's a woman thing.
Well, no. Men do it too.
Well, the men that do it are usually psychotic killers. they're the extremes. That's the bad thing about the men doing that.
So actually, you've got to look at this, Melissa, that he is protecting you. She's got a hold of that phone. So don't message, don't call, because she's going to nail you if you do.
Yeah, a lot of these chicks out there have... They really have really good hacking skills. They install apps on these people's phones that they don't know about.
Yes.
And the person has no idea that there's this app on their phone. And when they're typing it, it's getting transmitted to somebody else's phone. There's all sorts of shit out there, spyware.
Women are getting as good as scammers in some ways with how they can, like, boomerang a signal off of.
They're basically private detectives without the actual private detective license, really. I mean, and they have some software out there that. A lot of it's free or super cheap.
If I was a man, I'd be pretty happy.
And you know what? As well, you should be anyway. You shouldn't be truthful and not have to be.
Melissa,
you should not have to worry about somebody checking on
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
It sounds like she is filling her tires with air. That's a weird sound.
Maybe she's flying through the air. She's mystical and magical.
Melissa, you are still his friend. He's doing everything he can to protect you. Which, you know, let's all look at this. We've got people on Facebook that I know somebody out there is going to think, oh, but Deborah, does that make him very trustable?
Trustable?
Does that mean he might be a sneaky guy?
You sure he's trustable?
You know,
trustable.
What's wrong with that?
It's not a word.
Trustable?
I think it's worthy.
Oh.
But I like it. I make up words all the time. That's why I do it all the time.
Yeah, he's your friend, but her with the name that starts with an O.
Okila.
This woman is a shrew, and she's right there. She is like Gestapo all the way.
Those damn Nazis.
And
so, okay,
that woman will come looking for you, Melissa. So
that's always the thing that is in the back of people's mind in these situations, but you hope it's not one of those people.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah,
as
exactly.
In, if you make a move on that man's phone, and you know what they can also do? She can get his messages copied to... like her phone.
That's what I was saying. They can load apps. If somehow the dude lost control of his phone, they can load apps that they won't even know there's an app on it.
It's not funny. It's hilarious in the sense of, my God, what kind of world are we living
in?
Yeah,
it's the world we live in.
And if she finds you, I'm going to put a little fear in you here because you need that. This woman is fighting for money.
Money.
It's not about love. She knows that if he splits up that business, she's going to have to go halvesies with him. If not, she maybe she didn't invest fully the way he did. And that woman is going to protect her booty. In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. She meant more like the pirate booty.
Yeah.
Arg, but booty's booty.
And the thing is, if you watch any news
okay.
or you visit the internet and read stuff, there's a lot of people getting dead for really stupid reasons. So,
yeah,
I want to warn you.
That's the number one thing that homicide folks, all right,
yes.
they look for motive. What's the motive? Love and money, those are the first
passion,
two things.
Passion, murders.
Yeah, first two things they look at is some kind of love thing or some kind of money thing.
So if you see you're at your door, don't dare open that door.
Don't do it.
Nope.
And now, she's not trying to, like, have you freak out, but she wants you to be extra cautious.
I do.
Extra cautious.
You know, because where I live, if I don't recognize you or you don't seem to be wearing what look like correct, you know, credentials, like a police officer, I'm not opening the door.
And you don't have to.
I got that ring thing. I can
she
talk
can talk
to
on her phone or talk
right.
through the door, and they'll hear dogs barking. And a lot of right off the bat, a lot of guys don't like that when they hear a bunch of dogs
no.
barking.
Please know, yeah, I hear you. This man is very well aware that you will love him. So you don't have to worry about finding a way to tell him you love him. He knows. But until he gets away from her, and she's got her claws into him really good.
He chose poorly.
Oh, didn't he, though? Didn't he?
Okay.
We have to. Hannah can't answer anymore. We're running late.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday's a guarantee. Unless the Earth explodes, we're going to be here Friday.
Or
our internet goes down. We're going to be here tomorrow.
If you can be here tomorrow, we will run over.
And Saturday's another 99% show type thing too. So, but real quick, Melissa, this is your healing angel card reading. Subject is surrender. There is no point in pushing the barrel up such a steep hill. Surrender your expectations. There's an easier way. When the time is right, a new path will appear.
So in other words, give up.
Maybe let the ghosting play it out. Maybe this ghosting thing isn't meant to be thing, and you shouldn't fight it maybe for a while and see how it plays out, and there might be a new path that'll appear,
oh,
is what it's saying, right?
That woman, I felt her energy. She is waiting for you to try and contact him. Waiting.
She's looking for you to pick a fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you be careful. And I mean to scare you a little bit.
A lot of times when that stuff happens, people, it ain't going to happen. And then it's like, holy crap, that is a psycho person. They didn't see it coming.
Look at that astronaut girl. I think it was in Texas.
God, that was a long time
she
ago.
She put a diaper on, but she didn't have to stop to go pee.
Well, it was her NASA training.
Yeah, to go get that guy and the new girlfriend.
It was to get the guy's chick.
Yeah, and didn't she kill her?
Well, she tried, but it got thwarted. It failed. She tried. It got thwarted, and then she tried to back out. She said, nah, and then they called all the duct tape and plastic bag, like all these murder kits.
Yeah, she had a wig.
Yeah,
they
she had all this stuff.
On her.
They had all this stuff. All this, basically a murder and body disposal gear. Yeah.
So just be aware, hon, okay? And call us tomorrow if you can.
Yeah, we shall be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweet Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Who sang this?
Who sang Sweet Melissa? Come on, we got some.
It wasn't like.
We got some music buffs here.
Yeah. Who sang? So wasn't? I don't think it was the Eagles, or was it the Eagles? I don't know if it was.
I remember the Eagles doing it.
Well, they did Seven Bridges Road, or a couple of people.
That was a great song.
Or it could have been Allman Brothers or something. We're not going to look it up because you know what we're going to do. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to the.
Hello.
Lisa.
I'm on the phone. Sorry.
Hello.
In a bar.
Yeah, how are you guys? I'm
going
to step outside.
She's in a bar.
Remember, it's Friday Junior.
It is Friday Junior. But wow.
I just wanted to let you know that somebody came up to me as soon as you took my call. Is that weird?
Some guy trying to pick you up?
A guy?
No. It actually was a woman, and she said, "Looks like you'd be someone to have fun with."
Oh,
a little lesbianics.
That's right. That's what I get. A lot of, yeah.
No, I think it's just a lot of happy hour stuff.
You know what to tell them?
But anyway,
if they get too forward, the going phrase that I learned from being in the Army was, you say, "If it ain't hanging, honey, I don't want it."
Hmm.
It ain't hanging.
Yeah, I got that too. The Strictly Dickly, that's from the 90s and 2000s.
All right, Stella.
So what did the card say? We're going to hang out all day tomorrow because we've got projects. And then Sunday, we're going to go to nature. Something in nature.
You're going to do what?
Go to nature.
Go out to nature, the woods, the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Watch out, the wood chicks are out.
But I don't know how they are where she lives.
Maybe they have other kind of creepy crawlies.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of it is associated with
We did have a conversation today, and he's celebrating 420, and...
Oh, of course he is.
I don't know.
Well, that's right, it's a holiday.
So we were...
It's a holiday, yeah.
We were in our backyard, and it broke down to, we start playing with each other verbally, but then it started breaking down into, I don't know, some serious, he said something, and I said something.
Ooh.
Like serious negatively?
Or maybe serious positively.
Well, he just said kind of, he didn't call me a drama queen, he just said you were the drama, and I said, "Oh yeah, what about you?" But I just felt like that. I'm giving you an abbreviated version. And I said, you know, this far, and I squashed my fingers together, but from packing it in and hightailing it out of here. Because I am so sick of the daily drama that goes on here on this. And, you know, so.
Who said that?
He was so
that? You or him that said that? So
I did.
Okay,
I did. And you know, the other thing, we have a disagreement between us. We have a disagreement.
Sure.
Like, you know, if he starts dating, then, you know, he'll let me know and vice versa.
Okay. Cards are going.
What did the cards
say? Well,
what do the cards say, my dear?
I was going to ask her something and it flew away.
Oh, it flew away. The thought flew away. What a son of a bitch.
I know.
Those damn thoughts.
Well, I know what I wanted to ask. Does he ever talk to you about your celibacy?
That would be an odd subject.
My what?
Well, she's
my
not
with
any.
Your lack of penis. Lack of getting penis.
My what? My what?
Your lack of getting laid. You're not getting laid. Does he ever wonder why you don't need to get laid?
We've had some really close conversations. I've been there since October, so we talk, and he knows.
She must ask for a reason.
I don't know.
Well, she must ask for a reason. Let's see what the cards say.
Well, yeah, I wanted to know if you guys were at least, it's very high school, but dry humping?
That would be not even high school. That would be like freaking 12
to 13. I've got all this weekend lined up.
Okay. That was 19.
Going out to nightlife and stuff
to me.
That was a long time ago, Deb.
Yeah. Well,
there were dinosaurs.
I am asking about this because it looks like some intimacy is coming up.
Between us?
Yes. Well, it's on his mind.
You know, did I scare the hell out of him when I said I was thinking about leaving?
Yes, I know.
Well, she asked him,
No, I mean...
Yes, you must not remember the reading I did after that happened, that he was terrified that you were going to actually follow through. And
sometimes I get that.
Yeah.
See, it would be nice to be a mind reader. I mean, you're the closest thing we got here.
Me?
You're the cards. Yeah. Deb has cards. You're the closest thing we got to a mind reader. Because sometimes I got this guy figured out. Sometimes I don't know what in the flying hell this dude's going through this dude's brain.
Me neither.
Right now, I have no clue what's going through this guy's freaking brain.
Ping pongs from one side to the other.
It's like, I have no... Why would this guy be terrified of her leaving? But he doesn't want to accidentally bump his uglies with her or whatever. I don't get this shit at all.
Well, you know, if you read anything...
I never read.
There is a whole section of people that have chosen to be asexual.
I don't think that's the case
like
here.
Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
It has something to do with health situations, I think. I'm guessing. I don't know.
About what did you say?
Health.
Yes, it does. I've said that.
Yeah, she's always said that, but, you know.
Yeah, you have. You have said that.
No, but does he take any blue? Well, how would she know? He's probably on certain medications that have destroyed his sexual libido.
There's a lot of assumptions. At this point, as long as you've been together, I feel the bitch should have been talking about it by now.
Yeah, you think
it should have been coming. Exactly what's going on.
Deb, what do you
Deb, do you see it being...
Are we close or are we together?
This weekend's going to be very good. And I got to tell you,
close.
I am not seeing what was in the cards last night. So certain choices that either one of you it has eradicated that entire scenario.
An exterminator coming in and spraying for roaches.
That's what happened. You know, that's why it's good to get a lot of readings because things and people fluctuate.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
I was thinking about skedaddling when it gets so. I said, I'm sick of this fucking drama between us. And I don't live drama. And he was just saying stuff. He started to say stuff that was triggering me, like, we're making all these plans to be with each other for the upcoming days. It's the only thing I have going on is on Thursday next week, I'm going to a birthday party. And he was looking at me and smiling. He said, are you jealous because you're not invited? And I just sit there.
Are you jealous?
I didn't hear.
It's about a birthday party.
For who?
Next week.
No, I didn't hear the whole thing.
He didn't tell me who it was. And I think sometimes he tries to trigger me. And that's when I said, he said some stuff. And then I said some stuff. And then I said, I'm sick of the fucking drama. And that was getting out of it.
Is this a woman's birthday party coming up?
I have no clue. I didn't ask him. He probably wants me to ask.
Well.
But I've got news for him. I've got a whole nightlife lined up this whole weekend. Oh. Every night I'm out with someone.
This guy's not a closer.
No, Jim's right. Your neighbor is not a closer.
He's not closing a deal on any chick.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of a closer. This guy can't close a deal on a chick if a shotgun was duct taped to his head. He can't do it.
Deb,
what do you see, Deb?
Am I numero uno or what?
She wants to know, number one what? What do you think you're number one of?
We're always talking about us, and we're always talking
about... Talk is cheap, but you take it over, Deb. Talk. Go ahead, Deb.
Some drunk people there.
Did you just get run over?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, it sounded like you got run over. I don't know. I was like,
Lisa, in all truth, for you, in all these months that I've been doing your cards, my sense is that he has great feeling for you. There is no doubt about that. And the two of you are very convenient together. You live together, basically. You do all these interests together.
Yep.
But are you his number one, like his pet?
I don't know what the number one is. I don't want to be the number one person that never has sex. Oh, I hope I'm the number one person on this list never to bang. I want to be the number one.
You know, it's not always a priority to
but
people.
But that is the icing on the cake of a relationship. Unless you're like 90 or something, okay? But they're not 90. Neither of them are 90.
Well, I know Lisa wants to, but he's... And she could be very correct that it's his health medicine.
Yeah, and he could figure something out. But instead of running away from it, he should be talking to her about it. If they're that close together and they're always talking about us, he should be telling her every single thing that is wrong with him, and problems he's having, physical things. That should have come out a long time ago, if that's the case.
You know, some of the stuff he does talk to me about things. I just get really... When it gets into technical stuff,
if you get a chance, Jim's going to give you a card, but if you get a chance, please try to call us tomorrow.
If you can, yeah, we'll be here Friday. Saturday's 99.9%. All that type of stuff.
All right.
Excuse me.
Am I giving this to Lisa or a whole bunch of other people? But anyway, here we go. Subject is positive thinking. Positive thinking, is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry, think love. So I think she's trying to do that. So I think this is exactly the mood that what she's doing. She's trying to be positive. And we're all supposed to do that. So there's nothing wrong with being positive.
No.
Because if you're negative, you're going to get negative, right?
Well, you attract it.
Yeah, I mean, if you think, oh, this all sucks bullshit, well, there's no way everything is going to work out. Oh, what was that card? Didn't go to the floor, but what was it?
It's an ending.
An Ace of Spades came out.
But it didn't, yeah.
But by itself, it's hard to say what that means, right?
Yeah, it means like completion, an ending.
And like
conclusion.
Like a chapter has ended, but not a journey necessarily.
Yeah, right. Okay. That could be that.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I know you held for a long, long time.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Are you here, Lisa? No, she must have got run over. I thought she was getting run over. Maybe it was a premonition. She got run over now.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, we're all right. How about should we see if we move? Should we try?
Try what?
Facebook? You want to try?
Well, I know that Rosemarie is on the line, too.
But do we know that? She didn't say so. We assume so, but that's a big area code. Did she say she was?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Let's give it a shot. Area code 856. Welcome, 856. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
It is. It's a big area code for us.
Hello.
I don't assume, but she did say so. There we go. Welcome, Rosemarie.
How are you doing, hon?
A little bit better. A little kind of weird with my medication, my new ones. I just got about an hour ago.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, shoot. How about you guys?
We're doing good.
We're not on any medication.
Are you on happy medication? Are you on very happy meds? Like, woo-hoo.
Yeah, penicillin.
Oh, she's giggling. She must be. Are you mixing and matching your medications with a little rum or something?
No sugar.
Yes. Not anyway, it's your reading. Tell us what you got for us.
Yeah, what would you like me to look at for you?
Well, I kind of got an appointment tomorrow with the unemployment thing until the last minute, and I might have found a new lawyer, so they're going to call me after the meeting. So hopefully I'll get my money straightened out tomorrow for Europe. I hope so.
Good. Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, well, let's see what we get here.
And I am typing, so I can't
what?
I have learned because we've got a lot of times when she's typing stuff, and she has her audio on, so you can hear this whole talk. Well, listen, if you got your computer up and you shut the audio off.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm away from my computers.
Well, we're hearing ourselves.
Maybe it's just a, I don't know.
But anyway. No, okay.
It's an anomalous.
Anyway, I've, like, sometimes I've been talking to people and typing, and it's all of a sudden the conversation goes into your typing.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. And it's happened to me a lot, but I've never hit send. I've always caught it. Go ahead. God damn.
I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but I think there could be some, a breakthrough concerning your unemployment situation.
Ooh, yeah, it's a weird situation.
Yeah, it really is.
But you're in Jersey, so.
I see money coming to you, so I think it could get straightened out for you. We will hope for tomorrow.
Well, I don't know how Jersey works, but at least it's not the IRS. They'll come down to you. The mafia is jealous of IRS powers. The way the IRS can just take over everything on Earth.
I think so, too.
So I don't think unemployment has those kind of powers right away. So I don't think she needs to freak immediately, but she needs to address it, right?
Yeah. Well, go see what happens, and then come on back to us tomorrow night. If you can. Yeah. But I really think you're going to end up with a happy conclusion to this.
Hmm. Yeah. That's got to be good news for her, because I know that
think,
she's...
Yeah.
First of all, negatives. All right. Yeah. The subject of her healing angel card is, and I haven't read this yet, do it now as a subject. Don't put it off any longer. Have courage. Listen to your intuition. For it is the guiding voice of your soul.
Yeah, I think you've got a really good intuitive sense. Rosemary.
And if there's something
Rosemary.
Telling you...
Rosemary.
Well,
I don't know if I say your name wrong or not.
I think it's Rosemary.
No, you said it right.
Okay.
Either way, I answered both.
Okay.
I like...
That's good.
Well, that's cool. And I'm glad you did, because I like to say Rosemary. I like it. It has a nice ring to it.
It does. So take care, hon. Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And I will tell you... she's still going to listen. The problem I have with Rosemary is early 70s movie, Rosemary's Baby?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of negative shit on that movie if you ever saw it. Good Lord. I can't believe they haven't remade that. Or maybe they have. We don't know.
I don't know if I've read anything about that.
That was some crazy, creepy shit, boy, that movie, Rosemary.
What was her name?
It wasn't Patty Duke, was it?
No.
No, it was somebody else.
That skinny chick.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either, but that was...
She was married to Frank Sinatra, and while they did the movie, he served her with divorce.
Oh, really?
Divorce papers.
There was a time frame in those little block where they had some really creepy, scary movies that came out.
Yeah, they really did.
And it wasn't because of graphics. Like, now they just have graphics and shock stuff. It was plot, and they scared you a different way back in the day, because they didn't have those computer tools.
Yeah, it didn't.
And it was creepy.
Somebody was here. I don't know if I can find them, but they had a pretty important question up here.
Yeah, but if it's 450,000 years ago, they might not be. If you want to go to Facebook, let's just say it. Facebookers, type in your question now. We said we would open the floor an hour ago.
But yes,
let's give it a shot. Type it in.
It can't be this late in the show for me to do.
Oh, Mia Farrow, she's saying.
Yes,
so that
it was.
That was Woody Allen's chick.
Yes, but originally, first she was Frank Sinatra's wife.
Oh, that's going back a ways. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she was that old. Well, not that he was, but I guess it was.
Yeah, and then Woody Allen, what the deal with the adopted daughter? I guess they're married.
Well, they had a hell of a divorce case back in those days in the 80s. Accusing each other of everything, from freaking like being snake worshippers to rapers. They went after each other like a classic movie far as lawyers.
Back in the day, though,
Good Lord.
Had fixers. If you got yourself in some kind of like a moral, social problem, trouble, these guys knew how to go out and fix it.
That sounds right to me.
Yes, his first wife before daughter.
Well, but read above that.
What? Mia was, and Frank was in his 60s.
That makes sense, because I'm like, damn, their age difference. No, it makes sense. Yeah, because she was young as shit back then.
He didn't want her to do the movie, and she said, piss on you. I'm going to make this movie.
Was that the Rosemary Baby movie?
Yeah. He didn't want her making it. He wanted her in a movie he was doing.
Oh, because his career was going in the toilet.
Yeah.
So he thought he was going to be some kind of movie guy.
Yeah.
All right. Facebookers, Type. We want a question. Otherwise, we got to rock.
I shall have to go here very soon.
Very soon.
I have some internet stuff to look up and work on. Well, we could call it a night. And they could bring
the
questions.
Well, of course, maybe they don't have their audio off. So that's why I typed it. Some people have their audio off because they're watching TV or maybe they're on the phone. I don't know. Maybe they're watching porn and they like to listen to the audio on porn so they don't want to hear us talk. I don't know. And then we will call it after this. Because we are almost at our mark anyway. And it's Friday Junior. It's not really Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got to work in the morning. Got to go.
Yeah, that's you.
All right. I don't see any typing.
Yes, Rachel, we will see you tomorrow, and we love you, too.
She's interested in a past life reading, and I explained that would be something we'd have to plan in advance. It would have to be very early in the show, because she's got to have her maximum energy up for that.
I really do, because it gets very intense.
Yeah, you'll see her kind of shut down and not talk while she's looking at the cards.
It's almost like I'm watching a movie, intuitively.
She's got to dig hard.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's start off.
All right, guys.
Let's do our normal blog talk thing.
All right, I'm ready. Bring it on.
This show is over, say goodbye.
Okay, I'm sorry, folks. I know we had a
the better. So remember, 7 p.m. Eastern, and that would be 4 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow. Take care.
Truth.